adobe. They use that, it's mud and straw. They make those, though.
When I was in Miami, I read in the paper that some fellow had made a packed earth house, built it himself.
Well, I guess he could.
It sounds rather strange, yeah. But he said it was built like a fort. And what sort of a, you mentioned your sod house, you said sod went up so far, and then your ridgepole, and what was above that?
Well, there wasn't anything. A ridgepole was right up, you know, and the boards were nailed on it.
Uh-huh.
It bent over it.
The boards, now, what were they for?
Well, to keep the rain out and the...
I mean, what, was that another story up there?
No. No, we didn't have a ceiling. We just laid up the sod walls, and of course there's a... some kind of a tube of stick or something laid on top of the sod.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the gable at the end of the house would go up a little farther, you see. And then this ridge pole would go right up through the center of the house.
Mm-hmm.
From one, they'd have a post or something in one end and one mm-hmm. the other, and it'd fasten to it, and then those boards would be bent over and nailed down mm-hmm. to the timbers on the top of the sod wall,
mm-hmm.
and then dirt and stuff threw it on there. Mm-hmm. Made it.
What did they cover the top of the house with? You mentioned boards. Just boards. Just plain old planks.
Yeah, 1 by 12 inch boards.
Mm-hmm. That was the roof?
Yeah, that was the roof.
Uh-huh. In this country, I guess they didn't take logs and cut them up.
There wasn't any logs.
Yeah.
There wasn't any timber in this country.
Cottonwood, and that'd be a good
place. Well, there's some cottonwoods along the creek now, but there weren't in those days.
Oh, is that right? The cottonwoods are new.
Yeah, they've grown up in the last 75 years, you might say. There was up on Frisco, there was some old cottonwood trees up there when my father came here, but there wasn't any on this creek.
Hmm. Were there willows down there?
No.
Not even that?
No. I guess the buffalo, there's lots of buffalo in here. Before that, they were nearly all gone at that time, but the fires, I imagine the fires would keep them burned off, probably. And buffalo.
And mm-hmm. Now, it may sound as though I'm asking you some rather silly questions,
well,
that one about what went up above the sod and things like that. I wanted you to say roof.
Yeah, it was the roof.
Yeah. Well, you said it.
Yeah.
You said it before. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I ask you some nutty things, why, it's for the most part with a purpose. On your big house, did you have, you mentioned you had a gable coming out?
Well, this house didn't, no. This is what they call a hip roof.
Mm-hmm.
The walls are just flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then each end of it is just kind of, it's still what they call a hip roof.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call it when you have one roof that comes this way and another one this way and makes a junction like that? What would you call this part down here?
Gutter, I guess.
And let's see, your outbuildings. Did you have any building outside the house that was built onto the house?
No, we didn't.
What outbuildings did you have?
Well, at that time we just had what we called it a stable land. We could, mm-hmm. a barn. They each of them, some people called it a barn, some stable.
It
was about all sheds or something. That's the sheds around the corral, you know, for cattle. Mm-hmm.
What did you call your outdoor toilet when you were
privy
away? Any other words for it?
Yeah. Oh, there's lots of slangy words. Privy is what they call it, though, when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. I heard a story about one man who called it a basement and got checking around to find out why, and his little grandson had gone away to the schoolhouse.